Samantha Varnerin was always the cuddly one in her family. Sam says her dad is corporate, kind of stoic. Her mom was always willing to go along with Sam's need to be close, but her sister was not so understanding.
If I put my head on my sister's shoulder, she'd just glare at me and be like, "What are you doing?"
Sam was 28 now, studied engineering in college like her dad, and went to work as an engineer like her dad. But it didn't take her long to decide she wanted something else. She wanted to be her own boss, wanted something that felt like it could make a difference, change the world, as she puts it. She was reading a blog about marketing when she saw a single sentence, a throwaway line about a job she didn't know existed.
And I picked up on that, and I remember moving to Google, starting to put it in and going, no, this is not a real thing. If it is, I'd be so good at it.
But it was a real thing, and she went for it.
Is there anything new I need to be aware of?
No. The usual, I have the usual little shoulder thing, but that's never really kind of...
Okay.
I'll probably have to switch, you know, just because my knees, but...
Yeah.
So nothing really different.
It's noon on a Wednesday, okay. And Sam is in work clothes. Barefoot, black sweatpants, black t-shirt. She's lying on her right side, curled up slightly on the bed.
Didn't you have shoulder work done?
Lying next to her is Neil Marsh. He's dressed in blue. Blue socks, blue shorts, and a blue t-shirt. Neil is 54. He's a large man with a graying goatee. He shifts his feet, tapping them against the bed sheets, while Sam lies still. The two lie facing each other, talking quietly. Neil describes Sam as just the right size to hug.
How are you doing?
Yeah. Same old, you know.
Same old.
Yeah. Not very well, but that's why I'm here. I mean, that's why I see you.
Sam is her own boss. She sets her own hours. She's not an engineer any longer. And she believes she's making a difference working full-time in that job she found buried in a marketing blog post. Sam is a professional cuddler. What began as a part-time side gig quickly turned into a full-time job more than 2 years ago. Her business boomed when a popular personal finance blog wrote about her, and Sam knew she'd have to tell her parents.
There was an initial sit-down where I had brunch with them and told them, and they didn't really react that much at first. The third weekend, they called me down, and my dad yelled at me for 45 minutes about how I'm losing control of my life. My mom has since turned around. My dad's he's starting to get there, but he's not quite on board yet. The other piece to it is that I went to school and got my engineering degree. I was the first woman engineer in my family. It was a big deal when I left the field, and he's an engineer too, so he was really sad about it too.
It's okay, I'll put my legs over you.
That's fine.
Okay, let me know if it gets to be too much.
Okay.
The idea of a professional cuddler makes people curious or maybe uncomfortable. What is it exactly and how does it work? In the business, cuddling and snuggling are synonymous. Snugglers aren't licensed, but can get certified through cuddling organizations. Sam charges $100 an hour, and sessions are typically an hour or 90 minutes. She always meets or talks to a client before scheduling their first appointment. Safety is a concern. And her website lists what she calls the essentials. Yes to wearing a shirt and bottoms for both of us. No to wearing boxer shorts. Think pants you'd wear outside. Yes to shoulder massages, no touching under clothes. Yes, it's okay if you get aroused, but no escalation, no sex. Yes to face touching, just ask first. No to kissing, yes to touching the stomach, and no to erogenous zones.
What I call no boobs, no butt, no crotch, and yes, I will explicitly say that because one, I like seeing how uncomfortable people get when they hear that because it's just so explicit that they're like, oh, okay. But then I also get to see like how... people react if they're disappointed or not, because sometimes people, even up to the very end, still think it might be a sexual experience for them. And at that point, when I say that, they usually find out really quickly, oh, no, it's not.
It's okay for me to do it.
Yeah, okay. Just want to make sure things are... Yeah, there we go. I miss this.
Neil is one of Sam's regulars. He has two kids, lives with his wife, and two cats in Cambridge.
I have... chronic depression and anxiety, and the cuddling is really, really a great relief for a lot of that. It's just a quiet time.
It's just amazing kind of just how easy it is for me to just like just get so comfy with you so quickly.
As they lie together, Neil tells Sam about what's going on in his life, then about his luck in the latest video game he's playing.
They chat about
Sam's knee. She had surgery recently, but is mostly recovered. Neil rubs Sam's back gently. Sam reaches out to caress Neil's face. One of them might slide a leg on top of the other, and Sam briefly rolls over and spoons, her back against his. But she spends most of her time with her face nuzzled against Neil's chest. A few minutes into their session, Neil's breath has slowed, and so has his body. He likes to cuddle after therapy as a way to calm himself.
I'm a little edgy when I first come in, and then I just have to, she just has to climb in the bed and roll into me and tuck her head here, and everything just kind of goes.
Are you comfortable like this right now?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just want to make sure this is like what you really wanted right now.
Yep.
Sam's office is her bedroom. She cuddles by day in the same bed she sleeps in at night, though that will change in the fall when her boyfriend moves in and she moves her cuddling down the hall. For now, though, Sam and Neil have 45 minutes left to snuggle. They'll listen to the birds chirp outside her bedroom window, hold each other, share stories, and cuddle. Until Sam's alarm lets them know their time is up. Until Neil's next appointment. For the Transom Traveling Workshop in Alston, I'm Will Yerman.